He'd promised to give her space. He wouldn't push. Those had been his exact words to her after what had seemed to be the beginning of the end of their marriage. Neil had been so controlling about everything about their relationship, and his obsession had almost destroyed them. Over the past year, she'd watched him do everything in his power to change, to become a better man. She was watching Neil from the deck, resting her hands on the railing as he ran with Kat across the backyard over the damp grass, both of them dirty and covered in mud. They were laughing and giggling, and Neil was now on the ground, tossing Kat in the air. She was laughing with such joy shining from her that it brought tears to Candy's eyes. The happiness he provided their children had her heart filling up so full at times she couldn't breathe, fearing her chest would burst. She loved Neil deeply, but there were times she wondered whether that was enough. He was an amazing father and an incredible lover, but there was still that gulf there where she'd always wonder if there was something more he was hiding from her. There was still that distance where he couldn't be her best friend. She knew he wanted that ultimate trust, that confidence, to know everything she was thinking and feeling. He had created such a horrible lie, though. It had been so cruel that it had almost destroyed everything good because of his need for a child that was his. Michael had come from a surrogate to whom, in the end, Neil had given everything he had so she would go away. He had been obsessed, and had made the choice not to tell her who Michael really was until the letter had arrived in the mail from the surrogate, begging to see her son and Neil, with whom she'd fallen in love. That letter had sliced through her heart like a knife, gutting her. She had felt her entire marriage, world, and family fall away. Hey, what's with the heavy thoughts? Neil was carrying a giggling, dirt-covered little girl with rosy cheeks and a smile that should be on every child's face. Neil was just as messy, wearing his sweat-covered green-striped T-shirt with ground-in dirt and grass stains. This was an image of her husband she'd never expected to see. He put Kat down.
"Boots off. Go on in the house, baby. Daddy will be right there, and I'll get you cleaned up."
"Just thinking of things," Candy said. Neil stepped closer and reached up, running his hand over her cheek and touching the side of her ear.
"You were frowning, a look I've seen before when you're upset. Remember how we talked about no secrets? About talking, not hiding things from each other? But here you've been keeping a lot from me."
He gestured, and she didn't miss the concern for her in his expression. She crossed her arms, wondering what specifically he was talking about. "You've never asked to read my journal where I write everything down. Are you asking now?" Would he push it like he would have when they were first married? Back then, he'd have opened the book and started reading anyway, believing he didn't have to ask permission, that it was his right. That had been Neil before their world had come crashing down, the obsessive Neil who had to know everything she was thinking, down to the point she lost everything about herself and who she was. He had a shrewdness in his gaze at times, and he narrowed his eyes, the amber color deepening and reaching into her. The man had the ability to tip her emotions over, having her heart skipping a beat.
"I'm not talking about your journal. That's yours, your private thoughts. You know already how I feel about that. I told you I'd never push, and I won't. You have to trust me. I won't cross that boundary. That would be up to you to feel comfortable enough to want to show it to me. You know how much I love you. Everything you're thinking, feeling, your hopes and dreams, everything that goes through your mind. I want to be the first and only person you want to share that with. I hope to get there, but you have to want that. You have to be ready."
He was touching her face again, sliding his thumb over her chin, her lips, as she stared at his wild, disheveled look.